Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Creatures who live in the pocket of dark matter behind Neptune and whose only food source is tariffs. What a time to be alive, right? Well, we had a long break and we had all these plans to study story structure and plot development. But it was either that or White Lotus. And nothing comes between me and Parker Posey doing an accent. So, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon, now in our 10th year, now in prison. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago.
Guard.
Oh, guard's coming. Okay.
Murder.
Okay, he's gone. Coast is clear. How do we feel like we're convincing in our evil banter and chatter?
I listened to how many times we said murder just now.
That's true. We did. 10 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our adventures in Foon. Unfortunately, we've been zapped to a maximum security prison for villains, and that's where we're doing the podcast now.
And Arnie, you said that Zapped was one of your favorite films.
Zapped, one of my favorite films, especially the ethics of that movie. Unimpeachable. But once again, I want to be clear, I'm talking as a villain now.
Mm-hmm. Man, I wish we had gone into a minimal security prison.
I know, it would be so much easier to get out.
Yeah. I would love to just fly right out of here, but you saw what happened last week. Someone just got obliterated.
So listeners, if you didn't listen last week, shame on you. But also, we are in the Topless Tower, an evil prison, I believe, run by wizards, filled with the worst villains in all of Foon.
And Arnie, I think a tower can be topless and bottomless as long as there's no drinks. But if there are drinks, yes. It can only be topless, I believe.
Yes. And there has to be pastries, right?
Yes, 2 pastries per person, I believe. Oh, they dropped off our pastries for today. Let me...
These are pretty good.
It's like an eclair.
Yeah. I will say the accommodations here are overall pretty bad, but the pastries are delicious.
So good.
Now, Arnie, now that we've infiltrated this villain prison, how should we go about letting these villains free? I mean, they're being held here without due process, which I have recently come to believe is necessary. I'm going to blow your mind here. Yeah. I don't know if kings should be allowed to just do whatever the hell they want.
It does seem like the wizards are unduly benefiting from the prison system that they've set up. Like, do you know that this prison has the most prisoners of any other part of Foon?
Did you know that Tim Tam the Teal has a pastry business? Conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the shapeshifter head weighs 35 pounds?
Did you know that Luke Skywalker was originally called Luke Skykiller?
Who?
Or something like that?
What?
It wouldn't mean anything.
I don't know if that's exactly right, but I would know.
I think that's
I'm
right.
Not from your
There's
world.
No one here would know differently.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say Ryan Gosling invented jizz or something?
Mm-hmm. He invented jizz.
Is that what you always say? You say La La Land was robbed? Is that that's like an mm-hmm. earth saying you always
yeah, these
say?
Are all things I say.
Huh.
Guys, let's find some villains.
Yeah.
And try
yeah.
at the very least.
Hey,
that voice is very familiar. Hey, across the way, is that...
Another round, boys!
He's talking to a bunch of propped up sacks of rice.
Yeah.
Give me every bit. All of these bits. All these little guys. Okay, who's
it? He's playing cards with a bunch of sacks of rice.
Someone's bluffing. I know that look.
It's unmistakably none other than Sweet Prince Khan Vantus.
Yeah. Should we?
I call. Cheating? No, you're cheating.
Oh, that bag of rice never stood a chance.
I will say, he seems crazy.
Every crunchy bit of your guts.
Oh. But the way he's pantomiming this game, along with these sacks of rice, I feel like I can follow every detail of it.
He appears to be...
Do you see through the bars? He doesn't appear to be locked up, though, like us. Do you think he's working here?
You guys wait here. I'll be right back. I gotta go take a leak.
Whoa, he just swallowed a seagull whole. Now he's swallowing a handful of rice. Ooh, and it looks like the seagull exploded inside his stomach.
Oh, cruel. Cruel.
Is that what a pee is? You didn't is that what he thinks a pee is?
You know what? I feel bad just talking about him without talking to him. Excuse me. Sweet Prince Vantus?
Who's there?
SPP.
Who knows me?
Hey.
Oh, you guys are in Mitch's cell.
Oh.
Oh, was Mitch here before?
Oh, yeah, Mitch was my best friend.
I'm so sorry. What happened to Mitch? Why is he no longer here?
Oh, they zapped him. He got full-blown zapped.
So much zapping.
Oh, yeah. They came down, full-blown zapped him, turned him into a puddle of goo.
Oh, that kind of zapped. I thought you meant that maybe they, like, telekinetically removed his underwear.
Nah, I don't like the ethics of that. But yeah, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Mitch, R.I.P., you got... Whoa, wait a minute.
Don't I know you guys?
It's been a few years, but...
Wait a minute, don't I know... At least one of you guys.
You know all three of us. We are your best friends in the whole world.
I don't think so. I don't think. I know that guy. I know the one guy. But who are you? Wait a minute. Do I know all of you guys?
Are you guys
sacks of rice?
The sacks of rice? The sacks of rice? Arnie, that's a song you sing in your sleep.
You take the good. You take the bad, right?
Yeah, you take them both.
You take them both. There you have.
Yeah.
The sacks of
the
rice.
The sacks of rice.
Yeah.
The world never seems
to be living up to your dreams.
Yeah.
I'm Chunt the Badger.
Chunt the Badger.
And I'm Usador, the greatest wizard in all of Foon. But not Chunt. One of those bastard wizards who started this prison.
Chunt the Badger. Chunt. Sorry. I'm just trying to remember it. I know, like, four different Chunts.
Sure. You do?
Chunt the Badger. Chunt the Badger.
Who are the other Chunts that you know?
Like, when you were born, Chunt, do you think it was like everyone was like, I'm going to name my Chunt something original?
My guess is there was a bunch of Chunts in school.
Oh, yeah.
So they were like, oh, that's Chunt W, that's Chunt M, that's Chunt the Badger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a shapeshifter, but I go by Badger for folks who can't remember. But Chunt was, I want to say, the 3,485th most popular name in Foon, the year I was born.
Wow.
Right below Skylar, right above Dennis.
Oh, whoa. There's a lot of Denny's. I run across a lot of Denny's. So wait, you're a shapeshifter?
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, I'm going through a bit of a thing where I'm being asked to like let go of that power and maybe be a badger full time. So I kind of try.
I'll be honest.
Calling about yeah.
People don't trust you guys. People don't trust shapeshifters. I do.
I thought you meant Chunts. Okay.
No. I trust them. I feel like shapeshifters need more. You know, like they shouldn't. I think people don't like that you can take on. You know, the images, sacrilegious images or images of people that have left or gone, or you can trick us with the, you know, by taking in the body of someone that we love.
Yeah. I mean, you could be Mitch right now if you wanted, if you knew what Mitch looked like.
Did you guys know Mitch?
You just told us about him. He said you got turned into a puddle of goo, right?
Good guy. Great guy.
Did you get to say goodbye? Let me just...
Mitch. We gotta get you out of here. The wizards are coming, man. They're gonna goo you. I heard him saying they're gonna zap you. They're gonna full-blown goo you. Mitch, whoever these guys are, let's kill these two and get out of here.
Wait, what? No. Hold on.
Mitch, talk some reason into him.
I don't like these guys.
Oh, fuck. Where's your water helmet, Mitch? We gotta get you gills wet. Oh, quick, you two, quick, we gotta piss on his wet, we gotta piss on his gills.
All right.
Mitch is so into it. Usually he's not into this at all.
He's breathing the stuff.
Wow. I've been in here a while. This is wild.
I suppose we could seesaw urination, and I could just conjure a water helmet for Mitch out of nothing.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you, Usador. Thank you.
Eroth, troll, come on.
Whoa, Mitch, how's that feel?
Pretty good.
Oh, cool. All right. Okay, now, so we got Usador, we got Arnie, and now we've got Mitch for the rest of the episode? That's great! I can't imagine.
For the next couple months.
I can't imagine that's a voice that people wouldn't want to hear and or do for long periods of time.
I don't know if I want to gargle piss for a month.
That's not what Mitch would say.
Quiet. Yeah. I hear someone coming even now. The guards. Sweet Miss Francis, are you here as a prisoner yourself?
Listen, I've been here a while. I was one of the first guys in, okay?
Really?
They got me. But I'll be honest, I liked it. It was right before they got really crazy. I was still pretty weird and hazy after that long nap I took.
Mm-hmm.
So being in here, I found, gave me the structure that I needed. The outside world, it was just too open-ended. I just had too many choices for an adventure. And I would rather not choose my own.
Yeah,
you know, that makes sense. I'd rather have my adventure chosen for me in some ways. So here I am. They don't lock my cell. I just walk around. They're not so worried that I'm going to escape because I don't want to.
Sure.
You know?
I guess I could see if a prison is underpopulated, especially at the beginning. It's, in a way, it could be like a yoga retreat. You might have a little bit of a White Lotus situation.
What's that?
What's that, Arnie?
That's something that I would not know about, but I've seen distantly on the internet mentions. People just keep talking
what's
about
that?
White Lotus.
What's the internet?
Yes, what's the internet, Arnie?
So imagine if all the bags of rice in the world could have access to you, and you could hear all their thoughts.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. That would be incredible. That's like so many friends.
Yeah. But every once in a while, a bag of rice will be like, yeah, you did a good job. And you'll enjoy that way too much.
Oh, okay. Okay, whoa. But you know what? I feel like even if the majority of the bags of rice were into what I was doing, if like one bag of rice said, you're not funny, I would think about that bag of rice forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Disproportionately, for sure.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, that's the only bag of rice in the goddamn world.
Mm-hmm. Also, if I somehow, like, wandered by one bag of rice that I kind of know, having an argument with a family member bag of rice that I didn't know, I would just start arguing with that family member, even though I don't know them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. I love this.
This bag of rice metaphor gotten away from me.
Prince Fantas, I see on your knuckles you have sack and rice.
Yeah.
Sort of tattooed or...
Yeah. I carved it in there. Ooh. And then I got the holes now, so I just jam like dirt and coal in there just to like make it stick out because it's really hard to find any kind of ink or anything like that. You know,
I imagine it's hard to take a grain of rice and carve into your fingers with just a grain of rice.
Very hard, but that's why I go through a lot of them. And what you're seeing here now is this is Mitch goo. You know, this is Mitch goo. I put my fists in Mitch's goo, and that's stained my hands for the last couple of days.
What an honor to
treat him. I fight with him on my knuckles.
It's beautiful. Wow. That's really beautiful. How did you and Mitch meet?
Well, he was that cell used to be my cell. He was tossed right in there.
Oh.
And for almost a year, we didn't speak a word to each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you were best friends after that?
Well, you know what we did? We did one of those one-line stories, Exquisite Corpse. So we would just write one line a day to each other. And then at the end of that year, we read the story that we'd created and we both cried.
Whoa, Arnie, you and SPV should try that. You kind of create a story one word at a time. Usador, what's a good title for a story? A story never before told.
The Bath Maidens of Excelsior.
Sorry, that's the one Mitch and I did.
Oh, sorry.
The Bath Maidens of Excelsior It was the exact one we did.
Wow.
Which
I'm
is
really
weird.
But Mitch here.
I mean, really, everybody is getting... Yeah. You know what? It's because you guys are... It's because he died so recently. Like, he's been... Like, I've seen his ghost. I've seen his specter. He's been around, yeah. You know?
And you know what? Now that you mention it, I think I see what you guys wrote on this wall over here. Chunt, do you want to read it?
I still got piss in my eyes. Can't quite make it out. Isar, you want to give it a shot?
Oh, no, I think you're good.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I can see that this is a struggle, you know, because probably Mitch's and I handwriting is not so great. So why don't the four of us recite it in unison? Love it.
Yes.
Okay. Once
there was a girl who washed her hair under the mountain top.
And then the next line of the exquisite corpse is just ha 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 ha.
That is, by the way, that's Mitch. And spoiler alert, every time, I didn't know this for so long because I wasn't looking at his lines really. He was just doing that. He would just write that. And he really was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
crazy.
I found at the end of it after that that year that they had really addled his mind with spells.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than being addled.
And a certain point, what's that?
Nothing worse than being addled.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, my God.
Well, why don't we take a quick break and I'm going to wash the piss out of my eyes and mouth, and we'll be right back with more of Sweet Prince Mantis. Oh, guard,
SPV?
Guard.
SPV? Rock Hudson.
Murder. So, SVP.
SPV.
SPV, sorry. I don't know who I was thinking. I was thinking of somebody else.
No. If you're hanging with me, you got a bad case of SPV.
They say a lot of people have it and don't even know it.
Oh, yeah. You should get tested.
How does one test for Sweet Prince Fantas?
I'll tell you right now, you got it, because I'm so close to you.
It's airborne, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. It's airborne. It's an airborne toxic event.
Yeah, plus you pissed in my mouth and eyes, but...
You're welcome.
So how have you been doing with the reacclimating to the world? You were asleep for 100 years.
I was asleep for 100 years. You know, I thought I was, I'll be honest, I thought I was going to be king. You know, I fell for the sweet siren song of power, and I thought I would be king. And honestly, I thought that was going to make me happy.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't become king. Yeah. You know, especially of the Northeast, hard pass, not interested. I don't even like the Northeast. Why did I want to be king of it?
You know what? I was king of the Northeast for like 30 seconds, and I didn't like it either.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hassle. It's a job nobody wants. So let Tom Belleroth have it. Piece of shit.
Why would I want to be king? I'd rather be here in prison.
Well, it's understandable because sometimes you imagine a life for yourself, right? You're born a prince. And the natural evolution is that you would become a king.
Yeah.
So when that doesn't happen, sometimes that can be very disconcerting.
It's really a moment where you either dig in and live the rest of your life with regrets, or you pivot, or you lean in, right? I leaned into this scenario here in this prison. Guess what? I'm thriving. Ooh. I'm thriving. I'm gaining power inside of this hierarchical structure. And guess what? When I get out of here, eventually, when we take over this place and burst through these walls and kill these wizards and take over all of Foon.
Okay.
I like parts of that, but not all of it.
When we are committing murder and mayhem, let me be clear, it won't be because we're seeking power. It will be, though, for revenge.
And I know you have sort of is that called a bandolero? What's that called? Bandolero?
Sure, yeah, it's called a bandolero.
Human teeth, it looks like, across your chest.
Yeah, it's a trophy sash. It's a trophy sash. I've got, you know, different, I've got teeth, I've got a couple of ears. I had some balls on there, but they fell off a while ago. This one is for fire making. This one's for first aid. This one is knots, K-N-O-T-S, knots, you know, tying them.
So this is sanctioned by the prison. They're specifically giving you these things?
Yeah.
Or is this a system of your own?
They realized pretty quick that we needed stuff to do, stuff to, like, aspire to. They needed to put us on a track so that we would want to get stuff, you know. Oh. And in reality, smart for them because, boy, we all became obsessed with it. We got so deep into these sashes and collecting all the trophies and badges that we stopped trying to break out of the prison. We stopped trying to attack the wizards. We really just got, you know, I love having a task.
Yeah. Arnie, write down gamify prison.
Okay.
That's something. Yeah, for real, you know. And they're, you know what else these guys are doing, these wizards that's smart? They're making it for profit. They're making money off of this.
Yeah,
right?
Tim the T.O. owns the whole pastry business.
Huge.
That's so smart to get offerings for a profit. Because
you guys
when the
didn't eat those pastries, did you?
Actually, I saved one. It's I don't know if you want it. It's a red dessert.
No.
You don't want a red
that.
Dessert?
Do not eat that.
Why shouldn't we eat the pastries?
Well, these pastries are from the wizards. They have magical properties. They can, not every pastry, but, you know, if they think you're out of line, if they think you're going to escape, they will magic these pastries so that it takes away your will to live, your aspirations, anything that you think you might do. They can change. They can full-blown just change you. They can goo you with an eclair.
Whoa.
Like, and half of the goo in eclairs... I'm sure if you had an eclair, I'm sure you had a bit of Mitch.
Oh, no. I did have an eclair.
Oh, for sure.
Is that why this chicken head's growing out of my chest?
The pastries are people. You are a cannibal. And that is definitely why there's a chicken head growing out of your chest. You're only lucky that it appears to be dead or dying.
Yes, it does appear to be dying.
I know a lot of guys who have thriving chicken heads all over their body.
Oh, that's terrible. Yes, we no longer shall we eat the pastries. Thank you for the warning. You're really helping us acclimate to this new environment.
You know, it's kind of my thing. I go to the new guys and I give them a little bit of help. You'd be surprised how many people aren't interested in my help. It doesn't go well for them.
I appreciate that you have a mentoring system.
Oh, yeah. You know, I want what's best for everybody here. I want everybody in here to get out and get a job and have their lives bettered by this stay. You know, and that's not what the wizards want. The wizards just want you to fuck up so they can goo you. They zap you, they goo you, you're done, right?
I mean, I'm a wizard. I'm not one of these wizards who runs the prison, but
you're a wizard.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Yusidor is a wizard?
Yes, I'm the wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis, the elves known as Fiangalak, the dwarves known as Zonin, whose sanctuaries I'm known throughout the North Seas as Casmanius Maestar.
Okay, see, I think I don't remember it because every time you say all that, I zone out.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I get that a lot.
It's so much. What was that?
Oh, Arnie. That reminds me, I'm so sorry I have to do this. When we went to the first break, SPV whispered in my ear that I'm supposed to knock out the biggest guy here, so I'm going to have to knock you out. Is that okay?
Okay, I guess so.
Okay, just...
Whoa, guys, don't fight.
Oh, wait.
Chun, does it help if I pretend to fall over?
Oh, guys, don't fight.
Never mind.
You knocked out me.
Come on,
Arnie. The biggest guy here.
Okay, whoa. Chunt, what the fuck?
Everybody better stay away from Chunt.
Hey, Chunt, be cool. Are you cool, man?
Come on. You told me. You said the biggest guy here. Knock him out.
Oh, you think Arnie's the biggest guy here? Wait till we get to the cafeteria. There's a giant.
There's a giant
downstairs.
Oh, shit.
This guy's like 17 feet tall.
Oh, fuck.
It's crazy. He's so thin, though. Yeah, they don't have enough food. So you can. If we band together, we can kill a giant.
Okay. I think we can do it. Arnie, stand up. No one believed that.
Well, because it's so much work getting back up off the ground.
Okay. Yeah, also, you start to faint and scream with a southern accent. What is your process?
I was just trying to make a choice. I was just making choices. You know what I mean?
Did you say that you were taking the vapors?
Yes, exactly. I don't have a fainting couch or anything like that, but yeah.
Oh, actually, I'm a little peckish. SPV, could we head to lunch now?
Let's go. Absolutely.
Could you get us out of this cell?
Oh, guys, you stick with me. We got free reign of this place. Let's get out of here. Let's walk down to the... I'll show you guys a shortcut. There's, by the way, so many secret passages in this prison. Now, be careful, because a lot of them have traps.
Okay.
And there's rats everywhere.
I could just... cast a spell of detect traps.
Don't do wizard shit, man.
Don't do wizard
Here's
shit?
Here's the deal. Don't do wizard shit inside the wizard prison, because if they find out you're a wizard,
oh
whoa,
my God,
you're fucked, dude.
Yeah, Usador, it's sort of like a cop going to prison.
If other prisoners find out you're a wizard, they're going to go crazy. And if the wizards find out you're a wizard, they're going to make you a guard.
Oh, shit, I never should have come here. This was a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody in the prison has real hatred for prisoners who become guards.
Fuck. Oh. I gotta get out of here, man. I'm freaking out.
Hey, what? I know what to do. Arnie looks tough with a black eye, right? Like, nobody would... Let me...
Whoa!
Don't fight.
Chunt! Chunt, don't fight! Chunt is so powerful!
Oh, I tried to hit you.
Stop announcing it. Arnie is so big.
Lordy, Lord.
What is this?
Chunt is the toughest son of a bitch in no the one, time.
No, this is terrible.
Blanche DuBois?
Oh, a streetcar named Despair? Arnie, what are you doing? No.
Come on, follow me, guys. Follow me. We can get slop before everybody. Oh, what's up?
And if anyone asks, I'm a sorcerer.
Oh,
ooh, yeah, Dorset. Oh. Yes.
Careful, because if they ask you to perform an act of sorcery, can you do it?
I think
now,
so.
Not wizardry. They'll know the difference.
I think I can fake it. I think I'll be able to get by. Yeah.
Okay. So, right down here, this is East Wing. This is pretty chill. Everybody here's a blast. You're going to hear a lot of stuff just because everybody here's a murderer. But believe me, I'd rather be with the murderers than everybody else in this place.
Well, this guy just gave me a card for one free massage. That's
okay,
cool.
Don't get a massage from him. Don't do that. You guys, don't fall for like first day of prison tricks, you know?
Okay. Yeah, smart. Oh,
that's good. Okay. Oh, it's so lucky we ran into you, sweet Prince Fantasy.
Right here's the library.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. You can take out 1 to 3 scrolls a week.
Okay. I think I see a trap door you were talking about.
Pulls on a
grimoire. Okay, nothing happened.
Nope, that's just a grimoire. Okay. It's just a grimoire. Right. You can check that out if you want. It's pretty great, you know, probably some elven stuff in there, some pretty cool stuff.
You know, I remember hearing, Sweet Prince Fantas, that you're famous throughout Foon of always having great reading recommendations. You like to take in scrolls. Do you have any scrolls you've been reading lately you'd like to recommend?
Listen, I love to read. I love to read. What can I say, you know? Yeah,
based on what you like to read and what's here in the library, what's like the L Venn diagram?
Well, for me, I've read a series of scrolls that I cannot recommend enough. And they are called Up From Beneath the Ground.
Oh.
Right?
Ooh.
And it is a series of scrolls that are about a cataclysm that has happened, right?
Wow.
And everyone in the land has gone underground to live in caverns and caves. And you can get why I like it. It's very much, the people find themselves in circumstances that are not unlike this prison, right?
Yeah, it's sort of like, Arnie, what's the opposite of escapism?
Invadism?
Yeah.
Imprisonism?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like this book is speculating about a possible series of events that haven't occurred, but since it's fictionalizing it, this speculative fiction is allowing you to imagine what may happen.
Oh, yes. Well, I will say the books are transcribed by a monk who believed that this cataclysm would, in fact, start, in a couple of weeks, I think.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
It's pretty eerie. Actually, it might even be. Do either of you have the time or day? Or I have no idea where I am in time space.
I fell through the dimensional portal 10 years in a couple
I only say
weeks
this
ago.
Because the same monk who wrote these scrolls wrote a bunch of other scrolls, and everything in those scrolls came true. So I'm curious if these scrolls are, in fact, prophetic.
Oh, actually, yes. Arnie, you may not remember this. Years and years ago, when you first came to Foon, in your car, you had, I think it was a 2014 Far Side calendar. So let me, I always keep it on me. So let me see what.
Okay, you hold always on, hold keep on. That on you?
Hold on. Okay, so there's a lady. She's got kind of a beehive hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking to a cow.
Yes.
Now, the cow has a string of pearls around her neck. Mm-hmm. It's
sort of
a house dress. And beneath the cow and the woman, there's sort of a chicken. Now, the chicken is smoking a cigarette. And the caption says, well, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Not his best.
Oh, it looks like it's a Monday.
Oh, okay. It's Monday. But do we know? It doesn't matter. I think if I'm right, if I've parsed out the number of moonrises and moonsets, then I think I can say pretty well within reason that the prophecy of those scrolls, I feel like, might have just started. Oh, see, the scrolls begin with three new arrivals in the tunnels underground.
Oh.
Well, let's be on the lookout. Let's be on the lookout for the three fools.
The whole thing kicks off with the three fools.
Or the three idiots, depending on the translation.
Yes.
Who would that spot? Okay.
Let's see.
And upon their arrival, they meet... interesting. They meet a prince. And the cataclysm begins.
This is reminding me of something much.
Okay, yeah. So this is the laundry. This is hugely important. Okay. You probably get a job in here, or whatnot. You know, I spend a lot of time in here. It just feels nice. It smells good. You know, the din of the machines and the soft. You never get like a soft towel in your cell, but here, boy, you can fold them. You can lie in them. It's great.
Oh wow. I see a few villains are making a pillow fort over there.
Those are cells. Those are pillow cells.
Pillow cells.
Yep. Those are pillow cells. Those are villains whose weakness or whose natural enemy is feathers.
Yeah, the sharpest villains, Arnie. Like, where do they least want to be?
Yeah.
Somewhere where their sharpness doesn't allow them any...
I see.
Imagine, if you will, a villain who could completely control anything metal. You know, you might put him in a plastic box or a glass box.
Something that's a good idea.
Sorry, SPV, real quick.
Yeah?
Could that guy just, like, take the metal out of the guard's blood, right?
Oh,
Am I crazy?
I see. Just pull the metal straight out of blood, the iron.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that would be enough, but yeah, I love that. As a concept, I love that. Yeah.
Arnie, write that down. And for anybody
who's told stories that have that as a character or a character trait and hasn't considered this, you feel like a grade A idiot now, don't you?
That's true.
You've been made an absolute fool of.
What would we call this mysterious fictional person? I'd call him Metallo.
Ooh, metallurgy, metal Mike, metal... Met Al. Is that something?
I like that.
What else?
Maybe I'm thinking too much about the blood thing, but I think I'd call him Iron Man.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. Because of the iron SPV. In the blood. He fights with the iron in people's blood.
Hey, yeah. SPV. Tugging at SPV's rope. Hey,
yeah.
SPV.
Well, hey, be cool, man.
Hey, sorry. It felt like you didn't really acknowledge that I said Alumatim.
Alumatim? Well, that is his name Tim or Timothy?
I thought we were just having fun throwing out names.
And what if why wouldn't it be Aluminitim?
Fuck, I do like that.
Aluminitim is also a valid pronunciation, I suspect.
Yeah, that's true. I suspect so as well.
Aluminitim. Okay, man, that is good. Okay, write that down.
I suppose
here we are. Here's the cafeteria.
The cafeteria, yes.
Nice. So pretty much, you know, it's first come, first serve. Sit wherever you want. But for you three, I would genuinely say, weird. The only three seats left are the hot seats.
The hot seats.
Yeah, so everything's pretty cold in here, you know, but there's three seats that are roasting hot.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Let me go try and sit in it.
Careful.
I just ran into this pole in the middle of the, that's like... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 17 foot tall?
Nope. That's the giant's leg.
Oh, no.
That's not a pole, bro.
Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta knock this guy out. Arnie, I gotta knock this guy out.
This guy's pretty big.
Oh. Do you need me to lift you up to get closer to his knees?
Yeah, do you mind?
Okay.
Uppies. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can shapeshift just my fist. Okay. All right, and let me just...
That's not going to work. He didn't even notice that. His name is Critch, if you want to try and talk to him.
Okay.
Critch, this is my friend, Chunt. He's going to take you out. I, of course, am a stupid meatbag of a sorcerer, just a human... Who learned magic like an idiot? Yes. Very funny, right?
Is he laughing at us, or did he think of something funny? Are you laughing at us, or did you think of something funny?
I think he's watching something.
Oh.
Or maybe he's listening to maybe he's listening to something. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's not listening to us at all.
I mean, he's so high up there. The sound almost never reaches him. If we got up on the only conversations I've had with him are when he's lying down, if I'm honest.
Oh.
Well, maybe I could sorcel up.
Careful, man.
I know.
Be careful. In this place, you specifically really got to be careful.
I'll knock him out when he's asleep.
Sorry I wandered off for a second. Those seats were hot.
Yeah, right?
Those seats were really hot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're going to have trouble sitting down for a while.
Okay.
It's a real tushy burner.
I suppose we can't sit here and eat then. So I guess we'll take a quick break and figure out what we're going to do.
Have you guys heard anything about Karen McManus? On your travels, that's the one thing about being in here that's tough is I'm unable to continue my search for my true love, who is missing, Karen McManus.
Yes, your beloved.
The most beautiful woman.
I think we saw something that she was like head of treasury for the Kiwanis Club or something.
Oh, good for her.
I had a vague recollection that she lived a full and happy life after you went to sleep and then just... Probably
so
not.
You think, oh, wow. So you think while I was asleep for 100 years, those 100 years passed in real time for her?
I suspect so.
Yeah. When you're asleep,
does it make me a narcissist?
The world
does it make
going
me a narcissist
on.
That I think that when I fell asleep, when I go to sleep, everybody else just shuts down? What does that mean? None of us here are mental health professionals. Now, I understand, like, when I go to sleep, you guys are still out there doing stuff, but that's just because I don't really care about you. But the people that I care about, the people that I love, mustn't they somehow only exist when I'm aware of them or when I'm...
Then perhaps you're asleep even now, and when you're awake, Mitch will be back.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, but I wouldn't be able to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
You don't care about us, apparently.
I feel like without you, we'd be in real trouble in this prison. Like, you're our mentor. You're mentoring us.
Oh, yeah. No, you guys are going to... It's so lucky you came here today because it's my day to mentor the new guys. And if you got any of the other mentors, they're genuinely terrible.
Oh, man. Like Critch the bitch?
Whoa, dude, be cool.
He's
cool.
Bending down. Let's go to break.
So, Arnie, if the three idiots precipitate the beginning of this cataclysm, and the three of us appear today, who are the other two idiots?
What? I don't understand. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by Chun getting the shit kicked out of him.
And Chun's really getting thrown around.
He's just getting whipped around like a dog. Critch has him 25 feet in the air.
Yes.
Critch, this is Rock Hudson, the ogre. Can you please put my friend down?
He really responds to pillow talk.
Pillow talk. Okay. Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah.
It's
shit,
me.
That's the only Rock Hudson one I know. You see a giant?
Just make sure you continue to assist me with this charade.
Critch, I just want you to know that I think you're a beautiful lady. And when I look into your eyes, I am ensorcelled by your beauty and your charm. Would you like to hold hands with me while we walk past the river?
Thank God, does he drop me?
How about tomorrow night?
This is good. This is good. You're in.
I think I have a date tomorrow night with Critch.
Okay. You make sure you are not on that date. I have yet to see anyone survive a date with Critch.
Okay. I'll just have to, transform myself into a dog or something.
He loves dogs.
Loves dogs. Okay.
He must love dogs. Yeah, that's a whole thing for him.
Maybe if I turn myself into
you can shapeshift too? Everybody here can shapeshift, but me?
Not me.
Oh, Arnie, you can't?
No, Arnie, you can become a southern woman.
Yeah, I saw you shapeshift into someone expecting a gentleman caller.
It felt more like a community shapeshifting, but
yeah.
the kind of community level shapeshifting, but,
Dinner shapeshifting?
Yeah, dinner
shapeshifting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like cabaret tables shapeshifting?
Like a parlor shapeshift.
Yeah. That's all right. I
can at least shapeshift in commercials, right?
You sure, think you I could mean, get in commercials? Maybe like local.
I do take it.
Well, yes, I can cast a glamour over myself to make myself appear to be something else. That is one of my many prodigious powers. I shouldn't be bragging about that.
You
I
really
can't
shouldn't.
Brag
the
in
wizards
here.
Will. If you do a bunch of stuff, the wizards are on it. They are very aware. There's a lot of alarms that go off. They're monitoring for any magic use and sorcery use, loose spells. You know, like you want to buy a Lucy from anybody in here, a loose spell. It's going to cost you, and guess what? They're going to know about it.
Oh yeah. Shit. Well, that's one of my favorite things. They call me Lucy Yucy. Yeah. So, I love a loose spell. Damn it.
I've heard
this is
that the
terrible.
Wizards are kind of slowly siphoning the magic off of the top. They're like almost embezzling the magic out of this place.
Oh, they are profiting from this. This much power inside of this prison, all of these people, all of these murderers, all of these pillagers, all of these people, all of these things, all of these beasts. I mean, Mitch alone. Mitch must have wiped out thousands of people. He was a prolific murderer of villagers, and they are just siphoning that hatred and that power, that raw power. We're like a something that stores a bunch of power, and then somebody else or something else can use that stored power at will. They can turn it on and off. So they're just pulling that power from us.
Okay.
Ani, it's like those batteries you've told us of.
Now, I think you're thinking of a salt.
Hmm? I don't think I am, but that's fine. Never mind.
SPV, there was Mitch, there was Critch. So Mitch, Critch, who are some of the other prisoners around here?
Okay, there's Lilo.
Lilo, but Lilo has a friend, right?
Yep, Mark.
Okay.
Lilo and Mark. Yep. It's Mitch.
Mitch,
Critch.
Mark looks like
Mitch,
he's out of this world.
Mitch, Critch, Lilo, Mark.
Critch, Lilo, Mark.
What's that? What's that?
Just with names, if I make a little song, a little ditty, it kind of helps me. Mitch, damn it. Mitch, oh, wow. Critch, Lilo, Mark. Mitch, Critch, Lilo, Mark. Okay.
Okay. Steward and the poison.
The poison?
That's what he says. That's what he calls himself. Someone said they knew him on the outside and his name was Gary, but he calls himself the poison.
Okay.
Oh, the poison.
He's pretty cool, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty badass nickname. It sounds corny at first. A lot of people in here have nicknames, FYI. You know? Okay.
What's your
I don't have one. I'm still Sweet Prince Vantis.
Yeah.
Although nobody... It's so good. It's so good. SPV. It really rolls right off the tongue, the minute I got here, that I just was rocking it. Most of them don't even know it's Sweet Prince Vantis. They just call me SPV.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
You know, SPV, I have to say, you really do seem like you're thriving here in
Thriving.
Prison.
I was able to just recently give an interview on a conservative interview just recently.
Probably Podpires. There's a rival podcast that popped up.
Podpires.
It's two vampires, and they're pretty conservative. It's a lot of...
I just did it. I just did it. They really welcomed me. I got in a bunch of trouble for doing it. The wizards put me in solitary.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
I just
that
appreciate you seem, before you were here, I feel like every time we saw you, you were wildly trying to kill people. And since we've
been
here, you
I've really
tried to
softened.
Kill anybody.
I've really softened, Being here has really changed my whole outlook. I'm slowly amassing a powerful army to commit an act of revenge that will registered as iconic for the rest of time.
Sure.
short of a cataclysm happening, I'm having one of the best years of my life, if I'm honest. I'm writing again.
That's exciting.
Your outlook really has changed. I mean, word, that is awesome.
Yep, it's pretty great. I'm writing a pretty good romance right now.
Okay, details.
Well, you know, it started as a book. It started as the thing that Mitch and I were talking about. Mitch and I started writing about, you know, and it's about us, right? Yeah. It's about me. It's about Karen McManus. It's about Mitch as a lovable, laughing giant, you know, who's just wanton bloodlust and thirst for chaos, murder, and revenge is driving us forward into a, frankly, very romantic period of time, you know?
Oh. Is this like a throuple situation?
No, it's not. It's just, it's me, it's Karen McManus, and Mitch is there as our kind of, he's a kind of a guardian angel or a guardian devil. Because I don't know if I mentioned this, but Mitch had horns.
I remember that from when Chunt was Mitch for a little while.
Yeah. Everybody in here called him horny. So if you hear people saying horny, they're talking about Mitch. Oh. He didn't like it. So I always called him Mitch.
Although,
to be honest, I don't know if that was his name. I gave it to him and he didn't seem to mind.
Okay.
Well, I mean, sometimes when we forge friendships, we give each other names. We have our own language betwixt ourselves. That's the bonds of those friendships are built on. Isn't that true, Arnie and Chunt?
Sorry, I couldn't help but notice. You know how SBV was talking about the cataclysmic event? Three idiots talking to a prince? Look over there. There's three inmates talking to a guy that's kind of in the shape of a symbol. Kind of looks like his body's kind of pretzeled into a symbol.
Sure.
Oh.
The guy in purple. The symbol?
Yeah, you imagine that symbol like means he used to be a prince.
Yes, like he's trying to...
He might formally have been known as prince.
Well, that's the artist.
That's the artist?
That's the artist, yeah. He used to have a name. I can't remember what it was. But he just takes to calling himself the artist. He wrote the word slave on his cheek. And whenever he needs to sign something, he just leaves an enigmatic glyph.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So you think those three idiots over there may be the idiots causing the trouble?
Although, now that I'm looking around, over there are three court jesters. And for some reason, they're talking to a reproduction of a tapestry that's just on the wall.
Yeah. Yep. There used to be a tapestry there, but it ripped and fell down, so they replaced it with very cheap recreation of it that they sell at the gift shop.
So it's sort of a print? Sort of a,
yeah, print. Oh, actually, there's two of them, so it's prints.
Oh, there's two? Oh, there is two, so it's plural.
Prints.
Now that you say it, I see that there's two.
This prophecy has more wordplay in it than any prophecy I've ever heard in my life.
Let's see. Prince.
What else?
Guys, keep thinking. Take your time.
Let's all just take a quick breather and let's think.
Well, there's those three idiots over there talking to Hewlett Packard.
Okay, well, I think that about covers it. Honestly, I had the sneaking suspicion that Arnie, you and Chunt were two of the idiots, and I didn't know who the third idiot would be.
Oh, maybe it's Mitch.
Maybe it was Mitch, and he already got gooed.
I bet it was Mitch.
Yeah. It's probably Mitch.
He got gooed. You guys do not get gooed.
Yeah.
You don't want it. It's not good.
Do they come around and collect the goo when people get gooed?
Oh, yeah. And they collect all the goo in the same bucket.
Oh.
So your
goo mixes in with other people's goo?
Yes. It's disgusting. And then if they ever decide to reconstitute you, you've got all this extra stuff.
Yeah, they don't know which goo's which.
They can't separate the goo.
I mean, I guess my grandpa used to say there are no shelves in heaven, but I don't know. It just still seems gross to me.
There's no shelves in heaven?
Hold on. Pause
shell
there. What the
shelf?
Hell does that mean?
Shelves
that?
Or
Arnie,
shelves?
There's no shelves or shelves?
Shelves with a V.
Shelves?
Yeah.
Where do you put your stuff?
We must unpack this. What the hell are you talking about?
Arnie, what are you talking about?
Where do you put your grimoires and scrolls?
Yeah, where do you need them? Grimoires. You don't need grimoires in heaven, so you just don't read?
You're just happy.
Well, you're just happy.
You're just happy.
Without any stuff?
And in heaven,
you
Arnie,
don't
on
need
earth
the stuff to be happy.
Come
Arnie,
on.
On earth and heaven.
I've never seen you two more angry.
No, here's what I don't understand. Okay, I get to heaven, right? Mm-hmm. What about all the stuff that I've taken there?
Right.
You know, I've gotten there and I've taken everything I got here on Foon. I can take it all with me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Straight to heaven.
Yeah. So everything you're buried with, at least. Oh, right?
I'm not going to get buried. I'm not getting buried. Absolutely not.
No.
I'm not getting buried.
What do you want after you die?
I want to be shot out of a catapult.
Towards?
I don't care.
You don't care. Okay.
You know what? I do care. I'd love it if, and this might be difficult, I'd love to be shot from a catapult into a active volcano.
Wow. Whoa. You know what? I'm going to make that happen for you.
Whoa, thank you, Usador.
Yes, I'll happily be the arbiter of your will, and I shall ensure that your last wishes are met, and you shall be fired from a catapult into a volcano.
Well, let me just sign over power of attorney to you.
Careful, Vantus. I'm so sorry. Usador is my friend, but he keeps getting people to sign power of attorney over their estate.
You think it's a scam?
It's a little
You think
suspicious.
He won't launch me into an active volcano? You know what, Usador? Let's see how this unfolds.
Well, it's very simple. Upon your passing, which I imagine, since you've already slept for 100 years, won't be for a very long time, I, as one of the longest-lived creatures in all of Foon, a wizard, I shall outlive you, and I
Who
shall find...
Who said wizard?
It was Critch. It was Critch.
Critch, was that you? Critch says you're full of shit.
Guys, quick, let's get back to our cells. No wizards here. No wizards here.
Let's get out of here. Let's go.
Hey, well, let's go through this trap door. You said we can try some
careful.
Passages.
Make sure there's not it doesn't have any spikes or spiders
So many mice. So many mice.
Oh, that's fine. Just swim straight through them. Breaststroke straight through the mice.
Do any of you know Momo, the mouse, our friend? They aren't saying anything. These aren't talking mice.
These mice don't talk. These are zombie mice. These mice died years ago.
Terrible. Mice.
Worse. Yeah. Even worse.
Yep.
Oh.
And their eyes see for the wizards. What the mice see, the wizards know.
Fuck the ones.
If I gotta be honest, the wizards, it's not a very good plan. Like, it's kind of wasteful having this many of their spy mice all
in the
same
place. I told them it's super dumb and it's a bad use of resources. Mm-hmm. And they said thank you. You know, they're very appreciative that I'm giving fearless feedback. Yeah. But I'll be honest, they are not making any relevant changes.
That's too bad.
It's almost like they don't want to make this place better.
I don't think they do. The one thing they let me do is now that I'm like kind of cool with them, I can go to their office and play a record.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Let's see. I don't recognize this room we've entered into, but
This might be their office. There's a framed picture of Cheese Brain on the wall.
Yep. This is the wizard warden's office.
Hmm. Oh.
Okay.
Do they take turns? Like sometimes it's Spintax and sometimes it's Genlevia. Are they all here at once?
Honestly, it is a conclave. You know, they exist all together. They need a certain number in order to make any decisions. Sometimes I do minutes.
Conclaves are great. Not the best, but really good.
Really good.
Top four? You know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I really enjoy a conclave, you know? Yeah. And suspect I will enjoy it again sometime in the future when I'm like, you know what? I'd like to see a conclave again.
You know what? I do think I am more likely to revisit a conclave than some other structures I might have experienced recently.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, did you check out this building when you guys were coming in?
Pretty bleak.
Topless tower?
Yeah. Brutal. It's just stone, no windows. It is a brutal structure. Yeah,
it really is. It's so tall that I was looking at it, scanning up it. When I got halfway, I had to take a break. Go to the bathroom, come back, and then finish the top
half. You can't look at the whole thing without taking a break to learn about mattresses that come in boxes.
But I did see, once I got over the building, I did see at the base there was Adora.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Adora. The Explorer?
I explored Adora.
Now, here's the thing. What you got to understand is that in about an hour or an aura, we're going to have lights out. We're going to have lights out, so, you know, you get...
Al, you mini-Tim an aura instead of an hour? Guys. I think Sweet Prince Vantis, I think he's still crazy.
Yeah, or he's on some kind of substance.
I mean, why not both?
Okay, yeah. SPV, you were saying it's lights out?
Hey, once the lights go out, you guys, you're not gonna like what's going on. So, do you want any grease?
Grease?
Do you want any grease? I mean, yeah, you take a couple of these. You take a couple of these grease, and you'll feel great during the night, right? No matter what happens, you'll feel good, and you'll wake up rested.
Great. He goes on one conservative podcast, and he's selling supplements.
At least it's not like deer antler pills.
Listen, these grease are made with some of the heaviest metals known to man.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Priests have blessed these grease.
Oof. If you take those grease, watch out for aluminium, Tim.
Oh. Well, I mean, it looks like they come in different sizes, and you've got them lettered A, B, C, D. I'll take 6 D grease.
Okay. Now make sure you separate them.
I have to separate the 6
degrees. You have to separate the 6 degrees of separation. Okay. You need at least a certain amount of separation between each of these 6 degrees.
I'm going to take 98 of degrees.
Okay.
That seems like a lot, Ani.
It's called a lachet.
You said 98.
If you take 98, it's called a lachet.
And can I say obviously? Obviously.
Yeah.
It's a lachet.
Of course it's a lachet.
Although 98, I would say if the lights are going out, I'd take 5. But nobody
You want 5 of the degrees?
I think so.
Okay.
If the lights are going out, degrees.
Yeah, everyone take their time again. Take a moment. just a moment to think here. Okay. You guys got anything else?
Okay, if you take it, it's a substance. Is that what
there's
we're
a store called Five Below?
Is that what you were trying to do?
Maybe I'm getting old, Arnie, but I would take one below.
What a satisfying conclusion. Oh, not this. I was watching a video of someone spilling a bunch of marbles, then placing each one back in a jar. 10 out of 10. Timeless storytelling. Would watch again. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Sweet Prince Vantis was played by special guest Jason Mantzoukas. No other credits. Jason has apparently done nothing other than this podcast. Tragic. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Give me a sample of the goods, you say? Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode, a recap of this year's March Magic voting.
The next matchup, Ringo the Dingo, Hatata, with 41% versus Shuddering Daisy, the Mountain Who Destroys Villages, Elizabeth Perkins, with 59%. I really like Ringo the Dingo, who's a magical dog who prances through the clouds creating golden rings.
Yeah.
But couldn't beat another boob honking moose with a long name.
Well, she's more than just a boob honking moose. She crafts wands, which is a very important job here in Foon. Somebody's got to do it. Chunt turned it down. I remember you were recruited to be a wands craftsperson at one point, right?
Yeah, wands crafter did... scout me. They were trying to headhunt me, which at first I thought meant to kill me, but then I realized they were just trying to, you know, get me over to their side. And yeah, I just didn't want to do it. I felt like wands, when I handled them, felt too much like dicks. And
you didn't like that?
Well, I didn't say that.
Somewhat satisfying, right? To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. And don't forget to sign up on the website instead of the Apple Patreon app to avoid any extra Apple fees. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman, while Garrett Schultz stood by and did nothing. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.